with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump at a rally in Michigan today, just 24 hours after a New York judge ordered the former president and his companies to pay fines totaling $355 million after ruling he had manipulated his net worth in a number of statements. He is calling the verdict a sham, saying the legal cases against him amount to election interference.
That's Fulton County, that's Atlanta, or Washington, D.C. The people couldn't care less about justice. These people, they're not looking for justice. They only care about how to stop crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, that's me, and how to inflict as much pain as possible. But here we are.
Also at SRNNews.com, former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says it's no surprise that Israel is ignoring calls from a bunch of Western liberals not to invade Rafah.
Well, I mean, the problem here is that Israel is insisting on winning. And the Biden administration and much of Western Europe doesn't want them to win. They were okay with them fighting for a while, but not winning.
Talent tells the Salem Radio Network he's been very impressed by Israel's ability to carry out urban warfare. Earthquake 4.7 magnitude striking early Saturday in a small Texas town, one of several in that area in recent days. 10 minutes earlier, the very same area had a 4.4 magnitude quake, all in all about 45 miles from San Antonio. Both Japan and the United Kingdom saying their economies weakened in the final 3 months of 2023. For each, it would be the second straight quarter that's happened, and that fits the one-lay definition for a recession. This is SRN News. There is a plan now to reorganize the United Methodist Church.
As it is currently constructed, the U.S. Church dominates the rest of the world, and the rest of the world would like to change that. A plan has been presented by Methodists outside this country that would realign the global denomination into roughly continental regions of equal size and power. The UMC is growing all around the planet, except in America, where membership is in decline, strengthening the argument for some kind of a realignment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Nations says Ukraine will need $9 billion over the next decade to rebuild its cultural sites and tourism industry following the invasion of Russia. That will include funds for the restoration of the Transfiguration Cathedral in Odessa. The building was constructed in the 18th century. A Russian missile attack last summer destroyed the roof of that cathedral and did other major damage. This is SRN News. A federal judge in Chicago has sentenced a former chief of staff to longtime Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan to 2.5 years behind bars.
Timothy Mapes of Springfield was convicted for lying under oath to a grand jury to protect his once powerful boss. A jury in U.S. District Court in Chicago last year convicted the 69-year-old Mapes of making false declarations before a grand jury and attempted obstruction of justice. Prosecutors told jurors that Mapes lied repeatedly when he testified in 2021 to a grand jury investigating Madigan and others.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A look at Wall Street numbers Friday. Dow Industrial's off 145 points. Now, the S&P 500 was down 24, but still right above 5,000. NASDAQ dropped 130. More details at SRNNews.com.